Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful at your service. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those. Pick one. The short one or the middle one or the long one. Either one of those will get you to Small Business Heaven, where you can find out more about all the things that we do with our Brain Trust members. You can find the over 3,000 archives of past shows, the over 1,000 articles that have been written by me and my Brain Trust members, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen to your little heart's content three different ways on the internet, and I encourage you to take advantage. I hope you'll go check out the little feature that we've got on the show schedule. There's a little speaker by each person's name on the show schedule on the left side of the homepage. And if you click on one of those speakers of anybody that we've already had an interview with, at least after we've gone off the air, you can hear just that interview. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Tim Berry is all over our website. He's the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software, an original member of our Brain Trust. We're now in our eighth year of our relationship, and he's the author of the book on business planning, which is called Hurdle. And they publish Palo Alto Software publishes Business Plan Pro 2005. And more importantly, he's our good friend. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Tim, you know, when people think of business plans, sadly, I think, we're reacting to something that we need. Our bank or an investor has said, yeah, I'm interested in talking to you, but I'm going to have a business plan. And bam, we rush out and put one together. And the reason I know that happens is because when I was a consultant, people would call me and they'd say, can you help me with a business plan? I say, yeah, when do you need it? And they say, tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. And so a lot of business planning, sadly, I think is reactionary. But the truth is, it's a tool best used in a proactive way, isn't it?
Absolutely. The interesting question is, I do this with people when they're coming to me. I'm talking to groups about business planning, and the first thing I want to do with somebody who's working their business, running their business, they've been in business for a while, is get them to stop for a minute, get out of your routine, just reflect for a second. Where do you want to be in your business 3 years from now? It's hard when you're running the business to stop and think. We forget about it. It's like, wait a minute, I've got phone calls to answer. I've got things to do. What do you mean? Just stop. And where do you want to be 3 years from now is actually the first step towards getting the business plan into your system to work for you rather than just to react to an event.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you think about it with our own personal life, too, and more so in the business, if you don't know where you're going, it's kind of hard to get there.
That's right. Or any road will take you there.
Yeah, that's right. And we don't, those of us who are just running the business, we've been up, we've been running for a while, and we don't have the business plan event like a hurdle that's standing right in front of us. Frequently forget that we can direct our future, but we have to do that, and if we just react to the last fire putting out things like that, it won't happen. And yet it can. It's so easy. It's funny. It's one of those great chasms between what can be and what is.
Well,
is
you know,
how
Tim,
often that's forgotten.
Do you think that, obviously, if we do no planning, if we do no proactive management at all, then 100% of whatever the world wants to throw at us is what we get. And when the world is in charge of our future, not us. And I think you'd agree with me that it's not possible in the marketplace to 100% predict and plan and strategize an exact course that you know will be exactly as we planned. That's not really possible. So
no,
let's back off.
That's not the ideal at all.
That's right.
The The ideal is we're following a course, and we've set a course, and only through comparing our course to our plan do we always have some sense of, are we going in the right direction? Not that we're going to set our course for 3 years ahead, but we've established the objectives, and we're setting little steps. And then with the plan, we're able to evaluate whether or not these steps are working and whether they're the right steps constantly. Because the plan isn't there, one plan for 3 years. The plan is a constant process.
Right. Tim, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Tim Berry is our guest. And his company, Palo Alto Software, makes Business Plan Pro 2005. It's the world's best business planning software. Tim, the point I was making a minute ago when I said that we go from having no direction to imagining that you know, we'd like to have exactly the direction that we want and everything to be exactly as we want. To me, business planning helps us to understand that it shouldn't be zero direction and it can't be perfect direction, but there's somewhere in the middle there, hopefully on the high side of 50%, you know, maybe in the 60-70% range, that you know, maybe we're at least half the time that we set out to go in a certain direction, that we accomplish that. But business planning also helps us to incorporate the new little options and challenges and opportunities that the marketplace presents us, doesn't it?
Definitely. The way I do this frequently with people is I try to get them started in the planning process with three questions. That once they get going, then it becomes easier, and you go from the big picture into details and the plan and things like that. But first, there's three main questions, particularly if you're not sitting looking at a business plan event, meaning that you need the plan for the bank a week from now or whatever, but you're just trying to control your own life. Question number one, we already talked about. Where do you want the business to be in 3 years? Imagine 3 years forward. What are the key points? It's what do you want, number one, and what are you going to want over this future period? And then question number two is, what will the customers want? What will the world want from you? Because that's so important. That's so much part of the plan.
And I'm glad you didn't say, what do my customers want? I'm glad you said, what do the customers want? And I think that's an important distinction, Tim, as you know, because 3 years from now, my customers might not be the customers 3 years from now.
Yeah, the world might want different things, and that's one of the important benefits of looking ahead and planning is things do change. There isn't magic to it. They don't teach it in business school or in, I don't know what, Sears school. It's a matter of looking forward to what people are wanting and why and how the world is changing. And you can do that. We can all do that with some degree of accuracy if we just move away from, you know, step away from the telephone and think for a while about what people are really getting from you and what are they really wanting and how is that changing.
Mm-hmm. And that's changing faster every day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's if we're still in business, we've had some success at doing this.
Right.
Nobody's in business who hasn't been able to deal with what the world wants and give the world some of what it wants. Then you're just kidding yourself.
All right.
Third question is, how do I bring these two streams together? I've got, what do I want for my business? What does the world want from my business? And it's like leading the passer in football. You want to be able to bring those two together. And then that leads you into your plan, because that leads you into focus on key priorities. move in that direction, allocate your resources so that you're focusing your resources on where the world is going. And you start getting into the nuts and bolts about if the market is going to be wanting this, how do we get there? And you move quickly into the specifics of a plan.
And what? And sometimes I think you have to be prepared, Tim, to acknowledge that what you want and what your customers want are different things. And,
and
of course, we know who's always right, don't we?
The money talks in the end, doesn't
That's
it?
Right.
The customers talk.
That's right.
Good tool
customers.
For getting there, once you start thinking in these terms, is the SWOT. You know, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are a good way to look ahead towards where the customers, what the customers seem to be wanting and where you want your company to go is look at your own company's strengths and weaknesses, and then the world outside your company has threats and opportunities, which is, that's why the SWOT is S-W-O-T for those. That gets you going towards strategy, which is what's going to drive your plan into the specifics, which is where the plan will live.
Now, you mentioned your first question is, what do you want the company to look like? What are some examples of how we might answer that question?
Well, I know some people near and dear to me who were doing services, consulting, and wanted to be moving towards products. So it's a long process to move a business from services towards products, and there's the book implications or the software implications or what have you.
Right.
You don't do it overnight. It takes building the products. It takes locating the channels. It takes a lot of planning. It takes changing people to get the company in different directions, too, sometimes.
And that takes a lot of courage to make all those significant changes, doesn't it?
Well, but, and you say it a lot in your show, Jim, it takes courage to be in business. It doesn't take more courage to try and direct the business towards the future in a way.
I mean, so you're saying once you've got the business, the courage to be in business, you should have enough to make the changes.
To make the business better, always,
right,
yes.
Right, right. I think I agree with that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software, right after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Tim Berry is our guest. Tim, give us your website, please.
www.bplans.com. B-P-L-A-N-S, like business plans. Bplans.com.
And folks, if you want to if you want to go find out about what business, some real business plans look like, you'd like to see one, see some that that work. These are real live business plans. The names have been removed to protect the innocent, but you can check those out. We got about 60 there now.
There's 60 some business plans and 30 marketing plans and some other plans. They're all real. Some good, some bad, some ugly.
Well, and you've got some, and you know, you learn a lot from people's mistakes, don't you?
But well, the reason we like them, good, bad, and ugly, is that they are a selection of real plans that were approved in one way or another for money. So it's amazing to me sometimes how skimpy some of the thinner plans are that got approved for money.
You also have a pretty significant business planning FAQ there, frequently asked questions that folks can take advantage of. Folks,
well, yeah, 4,000 answers.
Yeah.
Now. I guess 4,000 is probably a lot.
I hope you'll check that out, folks. That's at bplans.com. Tim, I mentioned a minute ago how what does it look like? What does it look like when you say, what do I want my business to look like in 3 years? And you told us a little bit about that. How do we ask the question, what does it look like when we ask the question, what are our customers going to want in 3 years?
That's
the trickier part, isn't it?
That's the one spot where, you know, business planning is way easier than many people think, right? They have this fear of, oh, my God, it's like a doctoral thesis. But the one where I find that external research, going out, not paying a market research firm necessarily thousands of dollars, but taking a step back and looking at your market in a real research mode, browse the hell out of the internet, talk to people. You know, you can get so much by having the right conversation with 10, 15, 20 people who might be your customers 3 years from now. That how will the market look is so important that it's worth once a year at least going out and spending some time objectively. Don't just talk to the same three people, but go to the world and look at what are people asking of companies like yours and what are they going to be asking in the future, and take some time once a year to do it. It's a good argument for the annual business plan process. Definitely.
You know, another important step, Tim, that I have found, and I really think this is essential, and I think it's often overlooked, especially by smaller companies, and that is the future that you can see when you go to the annual, your industry's annual gathering of customers and vendors and members. Every industry out there has a trade association that has at least an annual, if not quarterly, regional. They also have annual meetings. And when you go to those places, you'll find people who are talking about what your customers are going to want 3 years from now.
Definitely.
And The
whole process of moving away from the focus on the next phone call is so valuable and yet so easy to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we're getting at is a process that flows from these big questions in, okay, what is my strategy? Which means that's as simple as what are we focusing on? And then you go down into what are our resources? What do, and more than the plan leads down into specifics. That's where the plan gets useful. Who's going to do what, when, on what budget, when do they start, when do they finish? The plan becomes full of those specifics so that then next month and 6 months from now and 12 months from now, the plan becomes a course, sort of a map for us, not because we're going to actually do everything that we plan to do, but to look at what we did and what we didn't and why not. And that's going to help us keep the business moving.
Right. Well, and also you'll see things that you thought were going to happen, that you projected would happen, that you planned for what would happen, but it didn't happen. And you'll see your hits and that'll help you become a better business planner. Tim, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. You always do a great job. And thank you for all you do for small business.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we love having you. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Palo Alto Software. Don't forget that website, bplans.com. And I promise you, at that website, they won't try to sell you anything. They'll just try to help you with your business planning. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.